Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
Now, you may be very familiar with the city's museums and the other cultural attractions, but there's a new experience to be had at many of them today for one day only. 13 Cambridge museums, galleries and even the Botanic Garden are staying open later than usual for a special Twilight at the Museums evening aimed at families. And to tell us more, I'm joined by Hannah Price from the University of Cambridge Museums. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Now, it's lovely to have you on. Thank you very much for joining us. It must be a very busy day today with this event coming up later on.
It is. It's pretty hectic. We're all about town putting up signage. I've just been blowing up some balloons. and it's funny you were saying about lighting, because we've actually just been putting up some lighting actually across the museums. Lots of different museums are putting up special lighting for the evening. So.
Wonderful. Yeah. So
I
know you work at the Museum of Classical Archaeology as well. So we'll come on to what you're doing particularly there in a moment, if we may. But first of all, tell us, what is Twilight at the Museums? And we say it's happening across the city. What do we mean by that?
Yeah. So Twilight is a one night event. It's completely free. And museums and collections across the city are opening their doors after hours to families. And the whole idea is you can explore the museum kind of with the lights low, grab a torch, spot things you might not spot during the day, come along in hours we're not normally open, and lots of the different collections, as you said, have got special things happening. So the Botanic Garden usually puts out some amazing lights. So it's just a great free evening for the whole family to come and discover the museum.
So what was the starting point for this? Because presumably it hasn't always been a feature of the events calendar, has it?
No, so it's actually been running for 12 years, and I think it was started as a way to kind of show off all the different museums and encourage families to visit who might think, oh, you know, museums are a bit stuffy and boring. I don't want to come and see that, but to offer something vibrant and exciting and get lots of people in.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, isn't it, to try and counter that stereotype that, oh, museums are old and stuffy and dark and boring and horrible. Actually, yeah. You can come along, you know, and do something a little bit different with them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So lots of the events, I think, are free as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all free.
Oh, brilliant.
All free,
okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about what's happening at where you're working. So that's the Museum of Classical Archaeology. What are you up to?
Yeah, so here at Classical Archaeology, we've got something very special planned. It's the first year we've ever done this. We've got some really, really cool lights in. So you can walk around our gallery. It's full of plaster casts of iconic classical statues, and they're all going to be lit up in different colours of the rainbow. We've got the lights up now. Obviously, it's not dark enough yet, but we think it's going to look really, really cool. So we're very excited.
That does sound very special. What do you say? What would you say is the highlight of what we could see then tonight?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. How can I pick? Well, obviously, I have to say Museum of Classical Archaeology.
Yeah.
But there's some really cool stuff happening. So let's have a look. So the Whipple Museum. They're a museum of the history of science. They're inviting explorers to come and join them for an expedition across their galleries to observe a rare solar eclipse.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be quite exciting.
Mm.
Museum of Zoology are open. Their whale hall is open again for the first time after closure for redevelopment. So it's a chance to go in, look at their amazing fin whale skeleton. I think they're going to be putting some ocean sounds up, but there's going to be a coral reef to build. So that's a really exciting thing to go and see. It wasn't open last year. And Kessel's Yard as well. They've just reopened after a big redevelopment.
That's so, it, yeah.
Like, yeah, back with us this year.
So that's good timing for them too, because wasn't it just yesterday that they reopened, actually, I think?
They did, yeah.
So an exciting moment to reopen and try and be a part of what is a very special event, actually. It does sound like a really wonderful thing.
It is a really special event, and it's something that I think all of us in the museums really, really look forward to and pull all the stops out, because it is a fantastic opportunity to get new audiences in and just have a bit of fun.
Mm. Yeah, obviously, with it being half term as well, I guess you're trying to attract that family market in. But I think you also hold museums at night events as well, don't you, at other times of the year for adults?
We do. So at the moment, we've got a programme called Cam Late happening. We're actually at Classical Archaeology having an event on Thursday because we love punishment.
you love busy weeks.
We're very excited about it. There's also an event happening at Kettles Yard. Botanic Garden are running one tomorrow. I think Museum of Classical Archaeology and Botanic Garden are sold out, but Kettles Yard on the 2nd of March, that's free, and tickets are still available, so people should definitely look that up.
Yeah, and I've just been having a look at the website here, actually, which is museums.cam.ac/whatson. There's a lovely, easy link there for Twilight and the Museums, and we can see about 13 or so places within the city that are all busy, as we've mentioned, and a couple slightly further afield as well.
Yes, this is exciting. So there are more partners sort of working with us, the core of the University of Cambridge Museums, and then other partners have come on board. And this year, we're kind of taking Twilight out to Newmarket, St Ives and Wisbeach. So the National Heritage Centre for Horse Racing and Sporting Art in Newmarket, they're participating. The Norris Museum in St Ives and Wisbeach and Fenland Museum as well are getting involved. So opportunities to go and do things that, you know, aren't in Cambridge City Centre. Yeah, it's very exciting.
So as well as your role at the Classical Archaeology Museum, I think you're also part of the, is it called the Museums Service, Cambridge Museums Service?
University of Cambridge Museum.
University of Cambridge Museum.
It hasn't been quite as official as a museum service.
Okay,
but,
tell us a bit about
core team.
Yeah, tell us a bit about that organisation, because I'd never really heard of it before I started looking into this event. So what do you guys do?
So we administer the programme that's basically a big funding programme by the Arts Council. So it's all about encouraging the university museums to work closer together and to reach wider audiences. So our core team kind of administers that programme. We help with public programming, so we kind of coordinate Twilight, coordinate Cam Late, and just kind of act as a sort of central point, as it were, within all of the nine collections.
Fantastic, yes. It sounds like a job that keeps you very busy, particularly at this time of year.
Yes, it is, yeah.
So I've just noticed here that, as you mentioned, so the events are free, but it does mention that sometimes it's good to book in a particularly busy period. So, for example, the Polar Museum are saying they might have a one-in, one-out policy at certain times if it gets really busy. So maybe just good to have a look at the website, see what's available, and see if you have to book in or make a phone call just in advance, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, yep.
All right.
I think the majority of them, you can just turn up. I think the Museum of Cambridge is the only one where you would need to book in.
Okay.
But yes, some of the collections, they do get quite busy. So yes, it's worth just having a little bit of a look at the programme and sort of planning out your evening.
Well, we will do that, yes. So neon navigation at All Saints Church. You can meet some Arctic explorers at the Polar Museum, set out a scientific expedition across the Whipple Museum, and there's code cracking at the Museum of Technology and all sorts of things going on. So it does sound like a wonderful evening from 4:30 till 7:30 tonight across many of the museums in Cambridge.
Yeah.
Nothing else to say.
Blowing up the balloons.
Please do. You carry on with those balloons. Thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.